إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله تعالى ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وقال تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم All praise and thanks be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is our creator, sustainer and nourisher. May the choicest of his blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread on his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, each and every human being has been created for a purpose. Each and every human being, each and every one of us is existing on this earth for a purpose. All of us have a purpose. And that purpose has been explained to us, has been mentioned to us, has been defined to us by our Creator Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that mankind and jinnkind were only created for the worship of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how are we to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we do not know who Allah the Almighty is? If we do not know about the power of Almighty Allah? If we do not know about the supreme might of Almighty Allah? If we do not know about the grandeur of Almighty Allah? If we do not know how merciful our beloved Allah is? If we do not know the glorious names and attributes of Almighty Allah? My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, each and every one of us, the day we were born, the very first message that was inscribed on our hearts was, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This was the very first message that was inscribed in our hearts. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. This was the first message that was embedded on our hearts the day we were born. And from that day onwards, until this very day, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the very same message is repeated as a reminder for us 5 times daily. The same message. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We hear it 5 times a day. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. This is the same message that is repeated each and every day. But sadly, the question that you and I need to ask ourselves is, do we really affirm the greatness of our Creator, the Almighty? Do we really understand, do we really fathom the supreme might of our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a question that you and I, we need to ask ourselves. Do we ponder, do we reflect on the glorious names of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the attributes of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not need our ibadah. He does not need our heedless ibadah. He does not need our worship. He does not need our salah. He does not need our zakah. He does not need our money. Allah the Almighty is completely independent of all of that. But on the other hand, we are the ones in complete need towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in dire need towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we do not have anybody else other than our Creator, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, I wish to seize this opportunity that Almighty Allah has blessed me with to share with you all a few ayat, a few profound ayat that very beautifully describes our sublime Creator, Almighty Allah, the one and only God, the one and only God, whom we bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, this very shahada, this very testimony of ours, that we bear witness that there is no God other than Almighty Allah, who is our Creator, and that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. This very shahada was first testified by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. This was first testified by Almighty Allah before any of His creation, before any of us human beings, before the malaika, before any of the creations. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the first one to testify this. As Allah Himself says in the Quran, شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. الله. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was Himself. He was the first one to testify, to bear witness of His own oneness. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو. It was Allah who witnessed that there was no other God other than Himself. والملائكة. And afterwards it was the ملائكة, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only afterwards was Ulul Ilm, the people of knowledge, the ulama, who bore witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah mentions in another place, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَانِ. Allah says that the ones, the only ones who really fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ulama. They are the only ones who in reality fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the more divine knowledge a person possesses, for the more knowledge a man possesses, the more humble it must make him, the more closer it must make him in front of Allah. The more he advances, the more knowledge he reaps and attains, the more his heart must tremble and fear in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As these are the true qualities of the real ulama. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve them amongst us. So coming back to the ayah, all of them, the malaika, the ulul ilm, the ulama, they all bow witness that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah. And qa'iman bil qist, and that he is maintaining the balance and the order of the creation in a perfect harmony, in a perfect and justful manner. In perfect harmony and justice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is maintaining all of this. And then Allah says, La ilaha illa hu, that there is no God except Him. He is the most exalted and the most wise. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, now we move to the question, who is Allah? Who is Allah? And for this question, I give you all an answer which is an extremely, extremely powerful, extremely beautiful ayah. It is an ayah where one can sit with its tafsir, where one can sit engrossed with its tafsir for nights and nights. It is an ayah which is the most grandest ayah in the Holy Quran. It is the most powerful ayah. And it is the ayatul kursi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm, lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, man dhalladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi'iznihi, ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum, ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. الله أكبر. Such a grand ayah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. It is the ayah which has been inscribed on the kursi of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the footstool of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we delve into this ayah, let me share with you all a beautiful hadith where we can all ponder and reflect on the greatness of our Creator, Allah the Almighty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, مَالسَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبَعُ مَعَ الْكُرْسِيِّ إِلَّا كَحَلْقَةٍ مُلْقَاتٍ بِأَرْضِ فَلَاتٍ وَفَضْلُ الْعَرْشِ عَلَى الْكُرْسِيِّ كَفَضْلِ الْفَلَاتِ عَلَى هَذِهِ الْحَلْقَةِ. Allahu Akbar. This is a narration, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, which should fill our hearts with the fear and awe of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who never speaks out of his own pocket, وَمَا يَنْفِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He never spoke out of his own desire. Whatever he spoke was the divine inspiration from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever I mention the beautiful name of our Prophet, please remember salawat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is saying that the seven heavens and the seven earths, in another narration, both of them combined together, this whole universe, which has up to a 200 billion stars, the size of our planet, all of this combined together in comparison to the kursi of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is like a tiny ring which has been thrown in a vast desert. The seven heavens and the seven earths combined is the tiny ring, and the kursi of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that vast desert. And the hadith does not stop there, it goes on. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, in comparison, the kursi with the ayatul kursi now. The kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the ayatul kursi is once again like a tiny ring flung in a vast desert. And now what has happened? The kursi of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become the tiny ring, and the ayatul kursi has become the vast desert. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still goes on. Now the kursi and the ayatul kursi combined together, in comparison to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the throne of Almighty Allah, is like a tiny ring thrown in a desert. Now the Kursi and the Ayatul Kursi has become the tiny ring, and the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become the vast desert. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, all of this, the Kursi, the Arsh, all of these are the creations of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if these creations can be so great, can be so grand, that our minds cannot perceive them, then just imagine, just think how great and sublime the creator of those creations must be. How great and powerful Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be. This narration alone, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, this narration alone suffices to make us ponder and reflect on the grandeur of our creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, coming back to the Ayatul Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Allah, there is no God other than Him. Al-hay, the ever-living, the eternal, the infinite, al-qayyum, and the one who sustains every single creation in this universe and wherever it may go. All of the creations are sustained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Sleep, no sleep, slumber, no sleep does overtake him. Neither does slumber nor sleep ever overtake Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said in another narration, which is recorded in Sahih Muslim, Inna Allah la yanam wa la yanbaghi lahu an yanam. That verily Allah the Almighty does not sleep, and nor does it befit His Majesty that He should sleep. يَخْفِضُ الْقِسْطَ وَيَرْفَعُ. Allah the Almighty, He lowers the scales of everything and He raises it as He wishes and desires. يُرْفَعُ إِلَيْهِ عَمَلُ اللَّيْلِ قَبْلَ عَمَلِ النَّهَارِ وَعَمَلُ النَّهَارِ قَبْلَ عَمَلِ اللَّيْلِ. The deeds of the night are raised to Him before the deeds of the day, and the deeds of the day are raised to Him before the deeds of the night. And the hadith goes on, حِجَابُهُ النُّورِ. حِجَابُهُ النُّورِ. The veil of Allah is the light. لَوْ كَشَفَهُ لَأَحْرَقَتْ سُبْحَاتُ وَجْهِهِ مَنْ تَهَى إِلَيْهِ بَصَرُهُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. The veil of Allah is the light. And if He were to remove that veil, the light of His face would burn every single creation until where His eyesight would reach, to the extent where His eyesight would reach. Allahu Akbar. This is the power and might of our Creator Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now coming back to the Ayatul Kursi, the ayah goes on, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Every single molecule, every single atom in the seven heavens and the seven earth belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Suratul Mulk, Almighty Allah challenges mankind. الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ فَارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges mankind. Allah says that Allah is the one who created the seven heavens, the seven skies, as layers one after the other. خلق سبع سماوات طباقا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. You will never see in the creation of the Rahman an inconsistency, a defect. You will never see in the creation of Allah. فَارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ. Turn your eyesight towards the skies, towards the heavens, and try to see if you can see a gap or a break or a hole. ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ. You turn your eyesight, now turn it again and again, twice more, make it three times. Even in three times you try to see whether there is a gap or a break in the skies, in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never find an inconsistency, a defect. And only what will happen is, ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. Your eyesight will turn back to you, humiliated and fatigued. But you will never find a defect in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now coming back to the Ayatul Kursi, the ayah goes on, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who can intercede in front of Allah except by His permission, except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another place talking about His power, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah says that they, the creation of Allah, have not appraised Almighty Allah as how He should be really appraised. They have not assessed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as how He should be assessed. They have not understood Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as how He should be understood. For verily, the earth, this planet, this universe, in its entirety, will be in the grip of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection. And the seven heavens will be folded in His right hand. Exalted is He and high above all of what they associate unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next ayah in the Ayatul Kursi, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Allah, the Almighty, is the one who knows what is with them and what will happen after them. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءٍ. Not even a single thing escapes the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not know, Allah is saying, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ. They do not know even a single thing from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than what He has given them, other than what He wishes them to know. Other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes us to know, we do not know any other thing from the knowledge of Allah. For my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, all of the knowledge that is prevailing, that has prevailed on the face of this earth, that is prevailing on the face of this earth, and that is going to prevail on the face of this earth, all of that knowledge is from the infinite knowledge of our Creator, Allah the Almighty. In comparison to the knowledge of Allah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, in comparison to the knowledge of Allah, the knowledge which has been distributed, which has been bestowed to mankind from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until the last man to step on the face of this earth, all of that knowledge in comparison to the knowledge of Allah is like a tiny drop from a vast and huge ocean. And this comparison, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, was mentioned in the story of Khadir and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, where Khadir, he describes this example and this comparison to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This knowledge that we all have, the technology and all of this knowledge, whether it be divine, secular, all of this knowledge, in comparison to the knowledge of Allah, is like browsing through half a page from an encyclopedia which belongs to a library which has over a billion books. This is the comparison. Our knowledge is nothing in front of the infinite knowledge of our Creator, Allah the Almighty. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him. Whenever people used to praise him, whenever people used to praise him for his vast knowledge, because he was a giant in many fields of knowledge, whenever people used to praise him for his vast knowledge and his eloquency in his speech, he used to say, I am nothing. I'm zero. I'm nothing and I have nothing. All of what I have, all that I have been bestowed with, is from Allah the Almighty. Is from the treasures of Allah the Almighty. Is from the bounties of Allah. Is from the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once again I highlight all of the knowledge which has been distributed to each and every one of us is from the knowledge of Allah the Almighty, from the infinite knowledge of Allah the Almighty. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, there is nothing that has taken place on the face of this earth, or that is taking place on the face of this earth, or that is going to take place on the face of this earth, that can be hidden from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Almighty Allah also says, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُمْ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَتُبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah says that verily the keys, مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ, the keys of the unseen are with Allah. لا يعلمها إلا هو, and none knows of it except Him. ويعلم ما في البر والبحر, and Allah knows each and every single thing which is on this land and which is in the water. وما تسقط من ورقة, not one tiny dry leaf falls to the ground except that Allah the Almighty knows about it. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ وَلَا يَعْلَمُ وَلَا وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ, and not a single grain or a single atom which is in the darkness of the earth except that Allah knows about it, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ, and except that it is recorded in a crystal clear record, in a crystal clear registry. Allah has records of every single thing, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Now coming back to the Ayatul Kursi, Allah says, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and this I already explained in the previous narration, the Kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the footstool of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expands over the seven heavens and the seven earths. It is such a great creation of Allah. And the next ayah, وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ, the seven heavens, the seven earths, all of them, the whole universe, which has up to a 400 billion galaxies, 200 billion stars, all of this is under the command, is under the control, under the dominion of Allah. But yet this supreme control, this supreme sovereign does not tire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In no way does it fatigue Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah is the most high, the most great. And before I conclude, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, I would like to mention something of great importance. And that is the most effective way of getting to know our powerful Creator, our sublime Creator, is by delving into the great science of His glorious names and attributes, of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For it is only through this science, through this great science, that we can understand and recognize our Creator for who He really is. We can understand Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for who He really is. And by that, we can become closer to Him, and our hearts will fill with more taqwa, with more God, Allah consciousness of Him. It is through this science, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, that we can achieve that. And once again, in relation to that science, there is a deep reason. There is a deep reason as to why Almighty Allah often ends many an ayah with one of His attributes or with one of His names. When we go through the Quran, we would see many ayahs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends each and every ayah, not each and every ayah, but most of the ayahs. You can't pass a page in the Quran except that you would encounter at least one name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna Allaha Ghafurur Rahim. Inna Allaha Alimun Hakim. Inna Allaha Tawwabun Hakim. Inna Allaha Shadidul Iqab. Many a time you will find the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these names have been mentioned not to make the ayah rhyme, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. It is to make us ponder and reflect on our Creator, on our Creator the Almighty. It is to make us realize His attributes. It is to make us understand how great and sublime He is. For if we were to take the last few verses of Surah Al-Hashr, the last few verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the most mention of His name, the most mention of His names in one page in the whole Quran. The most mention Allah makes. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ Allah says, وَاللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ He is Allah, there is no deity, there is no God other than Him. عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ He is the one who is aware. He is the one who has the knowledge of the unseen, was shahada, and that which can be witnessed and that which can be seen. Huwa ar-Rahmanu ar-Rahim. He is the most beneficent. He is the most merciful. Ayah goes on, Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. He is Allah, there is no God other than Him. Al-Maliku al-Quddus al-Salam al-Mu'min al-Muhaymin al-Aziz al-Jabbar al-Mutakabbir. He is Allah who is the true sovereign, who is the most pure, who is the most perfect. He is the one who bestows faith. He is the one who gives iman. Al-Muhaymin, the overseer. Al-Aziz, the exalted. Al-Jabbar, the compeller. Al-Mutakabbir, the superior. Subhanallah amma yushrikun. And glory be to Allah from all which they associate unto Allah. From all those partners which they associate unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa Allahu al-Khaliqu al-Bari'u al-Musawwir. He is Allah who is the creator, who is the inventor, who is the fashioner. لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى And for Him is the most beautifulest of names. لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ All who are in the heavens and the earth glorify Him. All, every creation glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ And He is the most exalted. He is the most wise. The word which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses, husna, in that ayah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the ones who are well versed in Arabic, they would understand that this word is in its ismu tafdil scale, the scale of ismu tafdil, in its superlative form. Which means that the names of Allah are not just beautiful, they are the most beautiful. There is nothing on the face of this earth or in this universe that is more beautiful than the glorious names and attributes of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the most beautiful names, and there is nothing more beautiful than that. And finally, in another place, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى And to Allah belongs the most beautifulest of names. فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا Invoke Him and supplicate Him using these names. وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ And stay away from those who blaspheme His name, who put down His name. سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ As they will be rewarded and recompensated for what they are doing, for the sins that they are doing. So may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who ponder and reflect on His name. And may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all closer to Him through that. And may Allah forgive all of our sins and accept all of our deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and the hereafter. Wa akhir da'wah.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.